all those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Venerable Ann McNeil, Sarah Askew, Robert Doger, Dr. Merrill Harmel, Nicole Lamont, Catherine Ludwig, Francis Myers. Job Search, Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Lee Clark, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Robert Palermo, Alex Schwartz, Greg Weaver, Sandy Wimbush. Prayers for Health and Well-Being, Kabdi Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Galton, Venerable Churki Lamo, Venerable Margaret McAndrew. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Sean Agarwal, Roger and Barb Alexander, family of Sarah Askew, Bernard Baranski and family, Jim Barnes, Luce Barona, Narcisse Barona Sr. The Black family, Carol Bowers, Steve and Terry Bull, Yuki Boros, John Carroll, Dimitri Diamondopoulos, Suzanne Diamondopoulos, Ann Dogren family, Tashi Droma, Jerry Easler, Mildred Gooch, Tracy Haas Thompson, Christina Harrison, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson, Buddy, Dell Johnson and wife Sue, Helen Katzenoff, Wendy King, Nino Kowalski, Jonathan Kramer, Lyle Landis and family, Vanessa Lillard and family, Mary Lojek, R.M., Michelle Matich, Anne McCall, Tom McGinnity, Kathy McCain, Elvia Mahia and family, Bruce Miller, Sarah Miller, Evan Myrtle and family, Justin Nodiger and family, Jay Pandya, Anna Pozo, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, Ralph Rumley, Eileen Rubin and family, Julia Sanchez and her family, Pooja Shaw, Gloria Shelton, Emily Smith, Nancy Sorbet, Jim Sutoris, Obstam Tuktem, Dion Washington, John Webb, Elizabeth White, George Michael Williams Jr., Lily Williams, and Dee Freeman, Shea Wokowicki, Marguerite Young, Blue the Dog, Cokie the Cat, Dorje End, Kajo the Pigs, Merle the Dog, Pema the Cat, Solomon the Cat. So in a moment, Geshe-la will be arriving, and when he does, if you've never been here before, if you'll please stand out of respect for him and the teachings, and if he'll start prostrating, if you feel uncomfortable prostrating with him, you're comfortable to remain standing, it's perfectly fine. We'll be saying some prayers in the Gold Prayer Book, and let's see, the first one is on page 183. Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra, which is towards the bottom of the page, and then we'll chant other mantras too. Geshe-la is teaching on the 8 verses of thought transformation, and you can find them in Advice from a Spiritual Friend and this large mind training textbook. Let's see. I believe he's on page 103 in this textbook. And so in this Advice for Spiritual Friend, he's in under Recognizing Sentient Beings as Friends and Cherishing Them. I think that's where he's going to, where he left off. So I'm not quite sure where that is in here. Okay, and then you can also find this teaching in The Kindness of Others and Lama Yeshe Archive books. I don't think we have them in stock, but you can order it online, and I think those are free except for shipping. Geshe-la remind me to explain how important it is to circumambulate the stupa. It has thousands and thousands of Dhammakaya relics, and those are primary relics. relics such as, you know, the bones and garments of Shakyamuni Buddha and other holy beings are secondary relics. So if you circumambulate clockwise and also turn the prayer wheels on the way to and from the stupa, it's great merit. Okay. Will you please turn to page 183 in the Gold Prayer Book, and let's chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra 3 times. It's, you see it between the 2 lines in caps. Oops. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha taya ta om mune mune maha Soha. Now, if you turn to page 34, yes, page 34 in the same book, and then in the middle of the page it says the 4 immeasurables. So let's read that in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now, if you'll please turn the page to 37. And towards the bottom it says, the 4 immeasurable chanting version. So let's chant this. That's in Tibetan. San San Tam Che Deva Dong Dewe Yudong Denpa Yuchi Du mantra 8 times in Green Taurus mantra, 7 times, and try to recall the people on the prayer list I read earlier and also those in your hearts and minds. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Taritu taritu re soha. Om taritu. Sare Sure Soha. Om Sare Sure 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 Sure Soha.
Good morning, Sunday morning. Please, would you mind to take 1 minute to introduce yourself to each other? Take 1 minute. From the Mahayana Buddhist point of view, because we have relationship with all beings. Somehow, in order to reach the highest level of happiness, that we need to learn how to nurture this relationship with other beings. So Dr. Brown, suggests, I think that's a good suggestion. Dr. Brown suggests me to do this, to ask people to introduce themselves to each other. I thought that's a wonderful idea, So through the Mahayana practice, we are trying to mentally introduce ourselves to all living beings, to nurture the relationship, then that's how you open your heart to all living beings, with the understanding, deeper understanding of our, connections with, all other living beings. Not necessarily in just this life, so this life has history. It has long history. Some people do remember, some people may not remember, but it's not based on whether you remember or not, because this life has history. Not only thousands of years, so eons of life history, So then based on that deeper understanding of the history behind this life, so then you try to open up, your heart towards, equally, not just to your close one, loved one, friends, relatives. You try to open your heart equally to all living beings. And you get, so much benefit. Your mind gets much happier, less stress, less tense in your mind, because you are expanding your heart. See, if you open When the people see open sign, they will come in. If you close, when they see close sign, then nobody will come. See, you know. Mm? So the bottom line, you know, see, each one of us, you know, each and every one of us, including myself, you know, all looking for happiness, you know, trying to avoid suffering every second, trying to avoid, you know, even the tiniest, you know, sufferings. In that field, we are sin. So, much better to contribute what they are looking for rather than, you know, what they are contributing, what they are avoiding. This is no good. So, see, happy life, peaceful life, all this, you know, if you open up, so the minute you open up your heart to other living beings, then your happiness begins. Your happiness begin. Huh? That's why, you know, opening up the heart, you know. So somehow, but you know, you need reason why I should open up my heart. The reason is much deep. There is reason. It's not just reason. There's deep, deep reason why we should open up our heart to all other living beings. Huh? So then if you study Mahayana Buddhism, if you study or read about Mahayana Buddhism, and it shows how to do that, how to open up your heart. One way is, you know, exchanging one, how is this, exchanging self with others. Or maybe another way you can say, just be in other people's shoes and look at it from that point of view. Exchanging, there's another practice. That's called Dashe, Nyamje, Dashe. You and me, we are equal when it comes down on happiness, sufferings, looking for happiness, trying to avoid suffering. Equal, same. Dashe. Da means you, she means other. Nyam means equal. Je means now, then based on that, you try to exchange. Exchange, you know. Exchange. So there's one way to open. One way to open or one way to nurture your deep relationship with other living beings. So then there's two different instructions how to do that. Another one, you know, just basically it's like it's called like seven cause and one result. Seven cause and one result, you know. Seven cause and one result. So you can read. So I'm not going to go in detail into that. So basically, the whole idea about that instruction is to go beyond, you know, try to build this relationship. You can't just stuck with this form. You have to go beyond, you know, in order to build a relationship. You can't just stuck with this form. So then, you know, then according to that second instruction, there's no way you can open up your heart towards all living beings if you just stuck with this, you know. So you have to go beyond this, go beyond. So then, you know, it makes me happy, you know, to see people talking to each other, introducing themselves. That's very good, you know, nice things to do. So Dr. Brown, I think 3 weeks ago, suggested me, so then I start to, you know, request people to take a minute to introduce themselves. What else? So now the Tara mantra. So the mantra, the second mantra, we say Tara mantra. Mantra, this sacred word, no? Sacred word. So much energy be invested in that word. Sacred word. Say, if you are doing yoga practice, probably you are very familiar with the word Om, this sacred word. No? Sanskrit is considered as a sacred word. Sanskrit in the Pali. then the word that is spoken by people, you know, so that probably like words been spoke, some of the words human knows, human understand, some of the words that human don't understand, you know, that's beyond humans, how you say, conceptions, called divine language, you know. So then there's some language that's not really divine, not really humans, you know, spoken by some other species, beings, in some other planet. So so even like human realm, there's no, we are not only human, there's no four different human realms. So those other three realms, human realms, their life is, how you say, fixed. Some of them live 1,000 years, some of them live 500 years, some of them live 250 years. In our world, the human, our life is not, you know, fixed. You know, some people live longer, some people live shorter. Those other three human realms, their life is fixed. So we are not only human, you know. So I'm not sure what kind of language they speak. So anyway, so going back to the Tara Mantra. going back to the Tara Mantra. So I didn't know, we say the Tara Mantra, there's, you know, our contribution that we say after the four immeasurable, that's, I consider that's like universal prayer. So basically, you know, like, so try to generate the wish to, you know, have happiness for all living beings. So that's what is, you know, for immeasurable prayer is. So then, you know, we said that the, you know, idea behind that is that somehow that, you know, our heart will center into that prayer, or maybe that prayer will sing into our heart. So then we see all differently. We treat, you know, I hope this, you know, we treat people differently, see them differently. So then, you know, that's good, you know. So that's good. So that's probably, you know, like our, how you say, even just saying that prayer is our contributions, this is contribution towards universal peace. See, all peace, universal peace. So even just saying the word, believe or not, it creates some kind of positive energy. It creates some kind of positive energy, you know, because this is gentle word. It's not just word, it's a gentle word. It's carried that gentle meaning. So if you reflect on that meaning, so then it becomes meditations. So that meditation will definitely change your perceptions about other living beings. It'll open up, you know. So in the end, it's good for you. As I mentioned, the minute you start to open up, so your happiness begins, your own true happiness begins. So then Tara Mantra, you know, just saying this Tara Mantra, there are, you see here in front of the Tara, there's one piece of paper, it has a lot of names, the people request us to pray. So then we recite this two mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. This typically in Tibetan communities, that's what people, every single Tibetan people knows this mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. Even the small child, 2 years old, the minute they start to talk, they know how to say this mantra. You know? This mantra is called mantra of compassion. Compassion. Reciting that mantra somehow helps you to become more compassionate human being. So that's exactly what we need. You know, we need more compassionate human beings. So that guarantees happiness for all living beings. Okay? So the Tara Mantra. it's not just, you know, simple wish. Oh, I want to be happy. You know, I want to be this. It's not just simple wish. It needs cause. We have to create the cause. We have to do something to feel happy. Feel happy. So then, you know, Otherwise, you know, why everybody's not happy? Because everybody wants happy. Everybody wishes for happy. Why everybody's not happy? You know, why some people are happy? And see, like, people in the cave, material-wise, they have nothing. Mental-wise, you know, they are very happy. How? Because they do something to feel happy. To be happy, they do something every day. Every day. So, that's why I know some form of, you know, daily, whatever you call, daily meditation or daily practice is necessary to make yourself feel good. Not just eating something or drinking something, you know, because thinking something makes you happy. That's, you know, whatever you call meditation or practice, whatever you call. So that, you know, then that probably some of them require to guide your mind through what? Well, that's what people say, prayer, you know, say prayer, to guiding your consciousness, you know, through what? To get there and to feel happy, to feel valuable, to feel useful, to feel meaningful, to feel that you are contributing something rather than doing nothing. So then Tara mantra, Om Tari Tutari Turi Sova, Tara mantra. I'm not just asking, this is not order. Please don't misunderstand. I'm not ordering you to do something. I'm just suggesting you something, you know. Not ordering, so I'm not in the position to order something. So, because I myself feel, so I can't share that feeling. I cannot share. I can just say, I can't just, if it's a piece of bread, I can share, I can give you some, you know. It's not like a piece of bread. I can, practically I cannot share, but I can only talk. I'm not saying it's huge, but, you know, tiny bit that I experience, little I experience, you know. This good feeling. You can't really describe. Reciting mantra, you know, reciting mantra. This is just my suggestions, you know. To saying sacred word, the mantra is sacred word, you know. So much has energy invested. So then how I become has a deep interest in reciting Tara mantra and concentrating on some of the 21 the Tara prayer. Lama Atisha, one of the Indian masters, Lama Atisha, so went to Tibet to re-establish Buddhism in Tibet because it's very much polluted by all kinds of, you know, as a native belief, kind of mix. It become, almost become the garam masala. You know garam masala? That means Indian is spicy, mixed with all kinds of spices, not just one spicy. So then then there's the saying, now you are garam masala, that means not good, because they're saying that you are all mixed up. So anyway, so Lama Atisha went to Tibet, you know, to help Tibetan people to reestablish, you know, pure Buddhist teaching there. So got very sick. Lama Atisha is somebody who is having vivid visions of Tara frequently. Sees kind of like Tara, you know, talk to Tara. You know, sometimes people see in a dream, there's three different ways you can see or interact with the divine being. Sometimes in a dream, not just one dream, frequent dream. That's not the best way to, you know, see. And the second, you know, then you have these visions, you know, visions, see, which part of Europe, Eastern Europe, Yugoslavia, somewhere there, a lot of young kids, they see like Mary, you heard of that? In Buddhism, that's not like strange or surprise. No, we understand, and we don't doubt, we believe, people do see, you know. There's a second way of interacting with the divine being, you know, through vision, vivid vision, you know. Then, the best, you see from your own eye, you see just like person, you know, you just see like that. That's the best, you know. There's three different ways the people interact with, you know, divine beings. So, Lama Adishas, you know, sees Tara. So he got very sick. So Lama Adishas, someone like well-known Buddhist practitioners. Every single teachings that Buddha taught, Lama Adishas know all of them. Not just know them very well. Very well. So Tara suggests Lama Adishas to recite 21 Tara prayers. I don't know, 10,000 a day? I don't know, 10,000, that's a lot. 10,000 a day. There's two versions, the longer version, the short version is like only 5 lines. The short version is only 5 lines. The longer one, from 2 pages, I'm not sure, 2 pages. So I never track the time, when how long it takes. Probably it takes to the longer version to finish 2-3 minutes. Something like that, yeah, 20 minutes. Short version probably takes 1 minute. Short version. Lama, they said, I'm old, I can't say, you know. It's okay to be honest, you know, you don't have to just accept. You say, I can't say them because I'm too old. So asking 10,000 a day, that's probably just 12 hours, not long enough to do that. So then Tara taught this 5-line one, taught Lama, the 5-line. Lama, they managed to say the 10,000 a day. Because these people have devotion. These people have devotion, you know. So then, you know, I thought, oh, there's so much practice in Buddhism that I can suggest Lama Adishas to do. So much complicated practice, so much high practice, you know, high level practice. Oh, so people they, you know, like to do. Even though they are not qualified, they like to do the best one, the best. That's best, you know. I, you know, really kind of like, how to say, shook me. It's kind of shocking, you know. Tarap is so easy to say, so it is not difficult, so easy to say, anybody can say. How come the Tara Aslama Adhija, someone who is well-known Buddhist practitioner and very scholar, very educated, and ask him to do Tara prayers, you know? See, then I thought, oh, Lama Adishas, somebody who really capable to reestablish, reintroduce Buddha Dharma in Tibet. Someone like him get benefit reciting 21 Tara prayers. Me, out of questions, no? I will definitely get benefit. If Lama Adishas get benefit, I will definitely get benefit. That's how my interest into Tara practice deepen, I say. Deepen. That's how when I read that, my interest into Tara mantra, in, you know, word prayers deepened. You know, when I say that, well, what I lose, nothing. No, so what I gain, something. You know, I feel good. So that's good. We all need that to feel good. You know, to feel good and to feel that I did something wonderful. You know, I contributed something to the whole world, you know. Even though I don't see the impact right away, but I feel, but I can explain, I cannot explain. You know? So then Tara mantra, Om Tari Tudatri Sova, Tara mantra, Om Tari Tudatri Sova. So I just want to explain, you know. So then, whether you like to do or not, then I will leave that totally up to you. So it is beneficial, you know. If you say, you know, it is beneficial, it makes you feel good, then, you know, it will bring positive change. believe on, it will bring positive change, you know? In your attitude, in your thoughts, you know, in your day-to-day life, you know, it brings, you know? Otherwise, there are so many unknown obstacles that we face. So many of this unknown, you know, causes by unknown, not necessarily always caused by people, you know. So there are all kinds of pieces that we don't see. We don't see. Doesn't mean they are not there. They are there, but we don't see them. You know? Even the human, as I mentioned before, we are not only human. There's other parts of the world that's human, but we don't see them. It doesn't mean they are not there. They are there. See? So, anyway, now back to the Paramahansa. Back to Paramahansa. So, Om. So, when we say Om Tare, Tutare, Turi, Soha, Om means, you know, Om, there's three letters together. A, U, Ma. A, U, Ma become Om. Whenever in the yoga, when you say Om, you are saying A O Ma, you know, together, Om, become Om. A symbolize body. U symbolize speech. A O Ma symbolize heart or mind. Then you say mind, body, spirit. Spirit, mind, but sometimes there's a workshop in the flea market, what do you call? Mind, body, spirit. So I'm not sure what spirit is, you know, we call mind. So the mind, body, so we say mind, body, speech. Okay, mind, you know, mind, body, speech. That's the meaning of Om. Mind, body, speech. Thinking about Om, you know. Then you are thinking about Tara's body, speech, and mind. Om, or you are thinking about your body, speech, and mind. You know, Om. You know, there's some case you think it's not different, it's one. One. It's not separable, it's not separate, it's same. You know, same. Basically, see, my body, my spirit, my mind is divine as Tara's body, spirit, mind. Same, you know, same. Om, okay, Om. Does it make sense? Om, yeah, body, spirit, and mind. That's what you say, Om. Tare, Om, Tare, Tare, that's the name of Tara, you know, Tara. Female enlightened beings, Tare, Om Tare, Tutare, Tutare, Jibusema. Tutare, this word, this sacred word, Tutare, that has ability to free us from all fear. Fear? Tutare, Jibusema. That word, Tutare, Om Tare, Om body, speech, mind, Tare, the Tara, kind of calling, no Tare. Tutare is like this word, this sacred word. The sacred word has, you know, ability to free you from all fear. All fear? Jikun. Not just one fear, all fear. Jikun. Oh. You know, so because of that, the here, all the Tara, here, there's 21 of them. It's all, you know, manifested by Tara for different purpose. You know, different purpose. Because different types of fear, different types of obstacles that people face, then Tara manifests. This problem, Tara manifests that. And this problem, Tara manifests this. So there's 21 of them. They manifest it. According to people's needs, our needs. Om Tare, Tutare, Jigusema, Tutare, that word, the meaning of that word, or that word, sacred word, is, you know, how is it, It free you from all the fears. Jigusema. Ture tenam Om Tare, Tutare, Ture, now the last one. Ture tenam tamje tenam is fulfill all the wishes. Fulfill all the wishes. Soha, likewise. Soha, likewise, like that. Om Tare, Ture, Soha. So now when you say the mantra, if you know the meaning of the mantra, then you know, it becomes meditation. You know, when you say Om, you're thinking about something rather than just Om. No, so then, you know, it's a sacred word. You will get some benefit, but you know, if you know the meaning, it's better. Om. Then when you say Om, then you are thinking something. Then your thought is occupied with something. something positive. No, body, speech, mind. If you're thinking of body, speech, mind, that's not really negative, right? Is it negative? See, it's much better to I'm too tired, then, no, free from all fear. Wishes fulfill. Or the fulfill the wish. Oh. So likewise. So then with the intention to benefit your friend, your close one, your loved one, your relatives, think about them if you say this mantra and somehow it benefits. So when the people approach to me, so the prayer that we say for them, they say they feel. How you explain? You can explain, but they feel that our prayers, you know, help them. They feel somehow it helps. Oh. See, so just want to share that with you, okay? Om Tare Tutare Turi Soha. So, just like way to become close to the divine beings, you know, through practice. That's why people do the Tara retreat. In the retreat, what they do, they mainly focus on reciting mantra. So certain mantra, if you over recite means make sense. If you say lot of them, somehow you generate certain power. So with compassion, not with anger, but with compassion, then as I said, you can't really explain, so the one has to feel. I can't really explain, can explain much in the word, every feeling can explain much in the word. You can say so much, when it comes down on feeling, you can say so much. That's it. They can really know. Even then, you can really explain. One has to feel. You know, I can't make you feel. You are the one who can make you feel something. So just want to share that with the Taramant Om Taritatri. So because we said that, and that's our contributions. All the people in the list in the prayer list, no, not just people, also animals too. So we just, out of compassion, then we just say this mantra, so then that's our contributions. So it will be the next session, there all the kids will come, so it's very nice. The kids, they say the mantra, somehow they get benefit without saying anything to them. When they say, the kids say, they say these two mantra, they say them pretty well. I never asked. Last 16 years, I never asked one of them to say any mantra. I never asked. They just say, I never asked. What I said is beneficial. If they say, it's beneficial. So it's very nice to hear tiny voice. Oh, my name is... The next second. Very nice, So they get... So in my hometown, when the children get sick, so we call all other children to do prayer for their children, not the grown-up people. We just call all the children. So all the children there are excited to come because they get some treat. Before my mom passed away, I asked my mom what it's called. I really want to find out. Somehow it heals. I don't know how it heals. When I got sick very young, all the village children from village they came to pray for me, so I was healed. So, it's just all that, like, how is it, transmitted to generation. It's not, you can't, there's no book. You cannot find the book, there's no book written about that. It's just, it's just people that does, this generation by generation. But you can't find the book, any book, there's no in the book, there's no written in the book. So, all the children come together. The children who are sick sit in the middle. All the other children, they circle them. They don't say very complicated prayer. They don't say Tara prayer. They don't say anything. They just And the mother, of course, you know, put some butter, a little bit of butter on all the kids' head. First you put in the, your own kids who are sick, in the middle you put some butter, heat it up a little bit, because you know, my home is so cold, heat it up a little bit, they put it here. Then after they put in all the kids' head. So they are so excited because they know they are going to get some money, they are going to get some treat. The old children know they are going to get something, you know. It's like Christmas for them, probably. So then what they do, they say, they call your name, all the kids, you know, there's no chanting master now. They just want kids. The kids all know because it's been, you know, they went many times. So, they call Gaelic, my name, they call Gaelic, they just kind of like make a song. Like, same tune, very nice tune, they call your name, Gaelic, and say, saving means, you know, long life, name means no disease. Very simple prayer, they're very simple. But they say, because they, you know, you are close, they're, because your friend, they feel, you know, in their heart, no matter what word they say, but in their heart, they really want you to recover, you know, to get better. So this word they say is like tearing, name means like tearing means no long life, name means no sicknesses. And they say this number of times, finish. And somehow that kids next or couple of days get better, you know, because we don't have hospital. You know, there's no hospital. So somehow the kids get better. So this, you know, somehow prayer works, and I don't know how it works, but it works. You know? That they have to be very sophisticated. So see, long time ago, there one man, I think one monk, comes to another monk, little bit higher ranking monk, comes to him, and he's asking, basically asking to give him one mantra. Mantra means a sacred word. Then that lama, that master is kind of busy, you know, busy doing something, and he's kind of pushing that monk to give him some mantra. The lama told him that what he requested the mantra. The lama told him, your nose looks like raksha, means, you know, there's like one wood. This kind of all kind of has the, is not, this is very smooth. Another kind of beads, they're kind of like not really smooth, what do you call it? Rough, very rough. You know, some people have nose, a lot of, you know, I say, yeah, it's not really plain nose, you know, it has all kind of things growing here, there, kind of big. So that monk's nose is like this, kind of big, and there's all, you know, like extra meat here, there's not just one small, many. And then monk say, your nose is like one of the beads, and that looks like that. Your nose is like that. And he thought, oh, he gave me mantra now. Then he keeps saying, my nose is raksha, my nose is raksha. Then he took that very seriously, and he recited that, you know, wholehearted he recited it. So then he recited that somehow, you know, people, a lot of people get benefit from him, because he's putting his heart into that, you know, he recited. So then somehow the lama got very sick, then some kind of sore in here, and it has a lot of pus built up the sore, and it's like choking him, not able to talk, not letting him talk. So then they're looking for healers, they call doctor, not numbers benefiting. All of a sudden that attendant heard, there's somewhere there in our town, somebody who recites this mantra, very sacred mantra, heals a lot of people. Then he asked Lama, so why we don't call him? Lama said, okay. You know, so then they call him. Turns out the same person who Lama gave the mantra. Then he came, then he recited the mantra, then Lama told him, your nose looks like rough beats. Lama just bust, because that's not mantra, you know, he just, that's about his nose. When he said that, the Lama just laughed so hard, all the pus explodes. And he was healed. See, he was healed. So anyway, so my so anyway, so then like maybe I'm just wasting your time. What do you think? Should I tell one more story? Then I'll read from here. Sometimes people say, you know, like people worry about how to pronounce mantra. You know, pronounce. It's not like if your heart is there, it doesn't really matter. You know. So there's one mantra you are supposed to pronounce. So kili 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 kili. You are supposed to pronounce like kili kili om kili kili. And then one person is like pronounced probably as saying wrong, pronouncing as incorrectly. Instead of kili kili, that person is saying silly silly, silly silly, and been saying the long time. Then somebody says, okay, you are sometimes correcting, so you are pronouncing mantra incorrectly. You are supposed to say kili kili, but you are saying silly silly. That's incorrect. And that person says, okay, come here. I will show you. No, so he has this metal, what is called purba, that like looks like sword. There's like three angles, right? Three sharp, you know, like it's not just one, like three edge. Yeah, three edge. It has three edge. Three edges like this, you know, but short. It's a handle and three edges. That's for ritual practice that people have, you know, so the small one. Anyway, it's called purba. He has one of them. He said, told the person who's telling him that you are pronouncing mantra incorrectly. And he said, come here. So then he took him to death. Nearby, there's a small rock. Rock? Someone said, come here. So now see, look at me. So that's how I pronounce my mantra. You're supposed to pronounce kili kili. He says, he's saying tili tili. No, so they say, he said, om tili tili. So just bang on the rock. That metal went right through the water. Rock. So that's how I pronounce. Is there a mistake, incorrect or correct? That's the power of my mantra. He said, you know, that piece of metal went into the rock. So now when you go there, some eastern part of Tibet, you see, still see that the rock is still there, somewhere there. When you go to eastern part of Tibet, you know, things happen, so you never know. So with that, so then I will, you know, read a little bit from here, a book, okay? So that's Tara Mantra. So if you are interested to say Tara Mantra, then, you know, I thought it would be nice to explain the meaning. So then, you know, at least you know the meanings of the mantra, okay? So I just explained meditation class. So the last Saturday there will be no class, right? Meditation, there's no meditation class.
Next Saturday is
purification. So anyway, if you are here, somehow you are here to interest about meditation, so then please talk to some people here. I already taught last two Saturday, explain about meditation. So so this is, we've been studying this book, it's called 7-Point Thought Transformation. 7-Point Thought Transformations. So because of, as I mentioned before, you know, Sempa means mind, in Tibetan word, Sempa. Kibo means happy mind. You know, unhappy mind, happy mind, because of mind, right? Because we have mind, so therefore, sometimes mind is happy, sometimes mind is not happy. So if we don't have mind, then it's happy mind, unhappy mind is out of question. So because of we have mind, so then mind gets sometimes happy, sometimes get unhappy. So this is all in thinking. So because of that, this thought transformation. To build happiness through thinking or through changing certain thought. Okay, so this is Last year I've been just talking without books. So this year I decided, oh, maybe I should base on some books, so the people, you know, people here in the West like to read books. So then I thought maybe I should base on my talk on some books, then people can, you know, read themselves, people can read. So this is called 7-point thought transformation. So why the thought needs to transform? Because the thought, you know, so much suffering or difficulty that we experience because one hand, because of the mind. Poor people have more physical difficulties, no challenge. No, so not able to eat, worrying about what we are going to eat tomorrow, how we are going to get food, how I'm going to feed my children's family. No, this all struggle by basic necessity. So if you've been to Nepal, India, you know, remote part, see, you can look at them, how hard they work, just simple for food, you know. No, remember the Chola, then people who are well up, they have more complication in the mind, more complication produced by mind, not necessarily by not lack of food or shelter or no basic necessities. Simply there's so much going on in their mind, you know? Because of that, life become more complicated. So that part of the world, physical world become more complicated, more demanding, because in order to survive here, more like, you know, like in the mind, you know, caused by so much in the mind. So this 7-point thought transformation is very, very, I say, beneficial. And it will teach you how to transform or how to train or how to train or change certain thought that cause, you know, to our suffering. Okay. So far, let me read one paragraph here. So where we stop?
Guess what? We were in the third section, taking adverse conditions onto the path of enlightenment, and we were on the point with the three views and treasury of space. The yoga of protection is unfolding.
So please, can you wait 1 second if I can find? Because we have been missing class because of weather. I'm enjoying it because of the so many classes been canceled. So many classes been canceled. I enjoy it, but you know. Oh, so see if I can find some. Chikula, please, can you repeat that where we stop?
With the three views and treasury of space, the yoga.
Okay, we already finished
the
Tonglen is all the men, right?
Toward all beings, contemplate their great kindness. That was the last one.
So now, can you please one more time? Can you repeat one more time?
Yeah. With the three views and treasury of space, the yoga of protection is unexcelled.
I need to find the root text here.
It's in the third section, taking adverse conditions onto the path.
So I'll probably start from here because so many classes have been missed, so I'll start from here. Niju dibakura se, tingi chanju lamduju, so I say, the environment, chi means beings in the environment, being, okay, understand? Sorry, being, so because sometimes my pronunciation is on beings, being, not being, beings, being, being, this is Dibba Koyase means like, nobody's happy. Everybody's miserable. Nobody's happy. was complaining about something. So in that kind of circumstance, what do you do? Everybody in environment, because there's no so much like negative atmosphere has been created, because in being in that environment is not happy. What do you do? Maybe the could be here, could be your own world, you know. Or friend becoming enemy, all of that, and all of them want the things are falling apart. What do you do? So this text, Niji Dibakura is Jingye Chanju Lamda Juice. Jingye Chanju Lamda Juice. Jingye means this miserable conditions, circumstance. Chanju, enlightenment. Lam, that's the path. Path that leads to enlightenment. Enlightenment means highest level of happiness. Ultimate happiness, no more suffering. Juru means transform. And this, the last line, it says, Jingye Chanju Lamda Juru. So, Jingye Chanju Lamda Juru means transform this miserable condition into the path that will lead you to happiness. Make sense? And I saw something on this, some of the social media that says, put in very nice words, practice gratitude, and watch today's problems, turn into tomorrow's blessing. Make sense? So you saw that, some of you saw? So, what is your understanding? Okay, practice gratitude, that's quite, obvious, right? Practice gratitude. So, maybe it means different to different people, It means something different to me. Maybe I hear something different, maybe you hear something different. Practice gratitude. As a Buddhist, what do you do? So when you wake up, instead of, trying to find something to complain, the minute you wake up, and you think about precious human life. This life is, we may think, this is useless, and I don't like myself, I don't look good, I don't this and that, all negative, there's no meaning, I don't know why I'm here, my life has no value, I'm just useless, all of that. That's like wrong thinking. First of all, wrong thinking. That's not practicing gratitude, right? Am I right? So in the Buddhist, so there you think about precious human life. Oh, this is so precious, so meaningful, so difficult to find. Precious human life. So, in the beginning, it requires some effort. Because we are not used to think like that. We are used to think like, I don't like myself. Oh, my life has no meaning, I don't like... every cloth that I buy doesn't fit very well, so I don't know how to buy clothes. All about negative, I don't know how to dress myself, all of that, It's all negative. So then the practice of gratitude as a Buddhist, so that's what you're supposed to do every morning when you wake up, and you just feel grateful that you're alive. You can see, you can hear, you can move around. And you can say some nice thing. You can think something beautiful. That's why just thinking something good that could lead you completely free from suffering. That just thinking like that could free you from suffering for good, not just one day for good. Combination of this smart brain and this body, you could liberate. You could liberate. No question, you could liberate. For good, not just for 1 hour, 2 hours, for good. That's called what we call enlightenment, liberation. It only happens because of this combination of this brain and this body. Because of, so that's how the practicing gratitude. So that's how I understood. So maybe, different vision, there can be different version of practicing gratitude. Based on health, based on the resource that you have, the air you breathe, the sky you see, some part of the world, you cannot see clear sky. is already polluted all the time. There's no fresh air to breathe. And here in America, look, you know, air is very fresh, sky is very clean, beautiful park, beautiful road. Some part of the world, some part of the world in Nepal. So you are probably it's a better idea not to right after lunch or maybe right after breakfast, not to get on the taxi. Because the road is like, you know, it's like, it's not just like 1 minute, 2 minutes, it's like hours and hours, you know, like that. So, here, you know, because you are born here, I was raised in that part of the world, I know, you know, how much, you know, facility that you have here. Maybe there's so many reasons to practice gratitude. Only 3 minutes left now, only 3 minutes, so... So now the second one, you know, they watch today's problem and tune that into tomorrow's blessing. How you understood that word, and maybe each one of us have different idea about that word. Blessing. So now let me explain blessing. The definition of blessings change, you know. But there are different ways to present blessing. Tibetan tradition, we touch forehead. You know, and sometimes people put their hand on somebody's head. Could be some, you know, like object, you know, they put their... This all presenting how the blessing is done, presenting. But definition is to change. So now see, watch today's problem, turn into tomorrow's blessing. How? What is required, maybe tune that into blessing. What is required? It requires some knowledge. Otherwise, you can't just tune that into blessing. You need some knowledge. So now, knowledge about what? So, think about that, okay? Think about that. So now, this is Kingi Chanju Lamdu Jus, transforming this miserable condition into path that will eventually lead you to some happiness. So that requires some understanding of something. Otherwise, you know, it's easy to say in the word, but when it's come down to practical level, it's quite difficult to do. So that requires some understanding. So maybe in Buddhism, if you read about karma, please read about karma. So you don't have to accept. You don't have to accept, but just read and see what you can learn. Maybe not knowing about karma, maybe they're missing something. Just read and think about that, okay? Then the last one, so then I'll stop. That's also, I saw something on the social media, so I just want to share this with you. Remember. I myself never saw that word in the book. But that it says like somebody asked Buddha, somebody asked Buddha, I want happiness. Did you see? And the Buddha, what Buddha said, I myself never saw that in Tibetan textbook, but saw that on social media. You know, so I myself didn't see that. In the book does not mean they are not there, because there are so much. I never read all of them. I read many of them, but so many of them I never read. So hard to see, you know. Just like, you know, so many books I never read. So some of them I read. So somebody asked Buddha, I want happiness. So then Buddha told that person, okay, first remove the I. Remove I. There's ego. Ego. Remove I, that's ego. Just think about that. That's great meaning. So then the second says, remove want. Want, that's desire. I did talk about that quite a bit last year, or maybe this year too. Quoting Kadama Master's advice. Say, remove the want, that's desire. So they say, now you are left only with happiness. I want happiness. That's the only word that's left is happiness. Kind of interesting. Very interesting. Not just interesting. So, ego. So, I. The very beginning, I. What is I? Maybe we don't understood I very well, correctly. Maybe just our understanding of I is completely mistake. And so much we build on that, that's all, no, it's not going to be last forever because foundation is all. So my question is, what is I? What is self? How do you define self? How do you define I? What is I? Is it body? Is it not body? What is it? What is it? What is it? So then that leads, that questions lead to you to find true self. So that leads you to teaching on emptiness. That leads you to teaching on emptiness. You lead there. Desire. Want, there's a desire. Then ego, you know. So then maybe there's so much mix because of that. Don't see I very clearly. You know. I used to thought that's I. Turns out that's not I. So because of that, I take everything very seriously. Oh, it's not. It turns out everything is like dream. It's like illusion. It's like just illusion. So I just end up taking them so seriously because I thought I is very serious. Something solid and serious. It's all mistaken now. It's all right from the beginning. So everything is mistaken. You know. So that's why now I turns out that's why I take everything so seriously. Not able to see them as a dream, as an illusion, treat them very seriously. Maybe there could be that. So that will lead to the teaching of emptiness. So now desire. So see, time is over. So maybe next Sunday, because another class is waiting, next Sunday. So then there's another person is waiting too. So maybe next Sunday, we'll continue. So that's it. I want happiness. Remove I, remove want, then you left with only with happiness. Interesting. But that's as Buddha said, I need to make clear, but I myself never saw that in Tibetan. So this is all books in Tibetan, translated from Sanskrit and Pali. This is all the teaching they taught about Buddha, is only translated in Tibetan. We have everything here. So read many of them, but a lot of them never read. So maybe somewhere there, I don't know. You know, you are welcome to read. But it's in Tibetan. Someone who knows Tibetan very well never read all of them. But I'm welcoming you to read. Okay, so I'll stop here.
Okay, so if you turn to page 246 in the Gold Prayer Book, let's read the dedication our Master Shanti gave us, Bodhikaryavatara. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. No, she just flipped the page to 244 and 245. Three's some long life pairs. First on 244. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. And then on the opposite page at the bottom, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then back to the previous page. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, the masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you, thank you. Have a nice weekend. Enjoy beautiful weather.